In the final moments of Padre Pio's life, he was in the company of his fellow friars and attending doctors. But there was also a lady witnessing his death. However, there's a twist. No one was aware of her presence in the room. How was this possible? Stay tuned to hear the story. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. In today's video, we delve into the remarkable story of Giovanna Rizzani, a spiritual daughter of Padre Pio, who was the only woman present at Padre Pio's death. Now, Giovanna and Padre Pio shared a unique relationship. She was his first spiritual daughter entrusted to him by Our Lady. I have recently made a video about this titled Padre Pio's Sainthood, the Game-Changing Letter. So if you haven't seen it yet, I recommend you have a look. It's an amazing story. The link to the video is in the description below. At one point, while she was still young, Giovanna decided to join the Franciscan Third Order. Customarily, new members of the order had to choose a new name, and Padre Pio gave her the unusual name, Jacopa. "What an ugly name," said Giovanna. "I don't like it." "You will be called Sister Jacopa," Padre Pio said, "because, like Jacopa, the noble Roman friend who was present at the death of Saint Francis, you will be present at my death." Now, for those who are not familiar with Lady Jacopa of Settesoli, whom Padre Pio is mentioning, Jacopa was a widowed noblewoman living in Rome. Inspired by Saint Francis, she wanted to become a nun, but she had her children to take care of. So Saint Francis advised her not to abandon her family. "A perfect life can be lived anywhere," he said. "Poverty is everywhere, charity is everywhere." Inspired by Jacopa, Saint Francis founded the so-called Third Order for lay people who wish to live a Christian life in the Franciscan style. Jacopa dedicated her life to acts of charity and donated property to the Franciscan brothers, who then established a hospital for lepers. According to tradition, when Saint Francis lay on his deathbed, he intended to send a letter to Jacopa, requesting her to bring him his favorite sweet. But before the letter was even sent, Jacopa arrived bringing him precisely what he wanted. Despite the prohibition against women entering the convent, Saint Francis made an exception, and she remained with him until his death on October 3rd, 1226. Now back to our story. Many years passed, and Giovanna was now an elderly lady. She was in Rome when she suddenly heard a voice of Padre Pio calling her, "Come to San Giovanni Rotondo immediately, because I am leaving. If you delay, you will never see me again." So Giovanna, accompanied by her friend Margarita Hamilton, traveled to San Giovanni Rotondo the following day. When they arrived in San Giovanni Rotondo, they booked a room near the convent and went to confession. "This is the last confession you make to me," Padre Pio declared. "Why?" Giovanna asked. "Because my time has come. I am leaving," he replied. After confession, Giovanna wanted to give Padre Pio some money for the hospital, a donation for the Casa Sollievo della Sofferenza. But he insisted she keep the money because she will need it to stay in San Giovanni Rotondo longer than she planned. The following night, Giovanna had an unexpected revelation. In her words, "We slept in the same room, Giovanna and Margareta, and I couldn't sleep. The dogs howled. I finally fell asleep. I don't know what happened immediately afterward, whether it was a dream, a vision, or whether Padre Pio made me live one of those bilocation experiences that were usual for him. Suddenly, I found myself in his room. I was perfectly aware of what I saw. The father was sitting in an armchair and was feeling ill. Next to him, I saw Father Pellegrino and other friars. There were also two doctors. Everyone was sad and worried. They were bent over the father. Suddenly, I woke up and shouted, "Margarita, the father is dying." "It's not possible. He was fine in the afternoon. It's just a bad dream," she replied. "No, no, he is dying. I saw it," I replied. I got up, got dressed, went down to the street, and headed towards the church square. When I got there, a friar came out of the convent and said that Padre Pio was dead. End of quote. Years later, Father Paolo Covino, who had administered the last rites to Padre Pio, was at the church square in San Giovanni Rotondo when an unfamiliar woman approached him and said to him, "You are Father Paolo Covino. I saw you the night Padre Pio died, September 23, 1968. You administered the holy oil to him in his cell." This woman was, of course, Giovanna Risani, the only woman to witness Padre Pio's death, just as Padre Pio had prophesied. End of story. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist of Padre Pio thoughts for the day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.